This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, June U.S. dairy exports were down 14.1% overall, but we had plenty of product to export, according to the June Dairy Products Report.
Not the best news. There are some, I think, glimmers of hope out there. Milk production in June, at least, is starting to slow, and we saw the herd starting to get smaller, too. So we are seeing producers respond to this price environment, and the July milk check was just awful, right? But we are seeing futures rally. So there is some hope, at least, that we're moving closer to those break-even prices. But June exports were pretty poor. In terms of volume, they were the lowest since June 2019. So that's somewhat significant. Whey exports were way down, pardon the pun, and cheese fell off. Butter, pretty much everything was down on a year-over-year basis. And then if we flip across to the dairy products report, you could see that milk production was slowing, not quite as big of numbers as we saw earlier this year, but still a lot of product pushed out through the vats, churns, and dryers. One really noticeable thing to me on the dairy product report was that butter production really fell off from May to June, and I think that's evidence of the slower milk production in the Southwest and the West, as they call cows out there and deal with high temperatures.
Betty, there was one bright spot in the exports, and that was in powder.
Yes, that is true. Very good point. So non-fat dry milk powder and skim milk powder, that was up 2% versus June 2022, and that really was driven by another month of record-setting powder volumes to Mexico. They were up 21% in June, and every month this year, Mexico has set a record, a monthly record for powder imports. The other thing we saw, though, with non-fat dry milk and skim milk powder exports was that Vietnam and the Philippines also grew year on year. So maybe some demand is picking up a little bit, but for the most part, pretty dismal. China, Indonesia, and Malaysia were all down and double digits, over 20%, pretty substantial.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today we're happy to be in the presence of G.T. Thompson, chairman of the House Ag Committee.
John, great to be with you. You know, here at the 53rd Annual Ag Progress, you know, this whole show, this three-day show, really highlights my definition of American agriculture, certainly Pennsylvania agriculture, and that is science, technology, and innovation. And here we see it in play.
And this is home for you.
I'm actually first Penn State graduate to chair the U.S. House Agriculture Committee. There hasn't been actually a member of Congress from either party in Pennsylvania chair the House Agriculture Committee in nearly 170 years. And it's a great year to be chairman. I mean, we're working on this 2023 Farm Bill, committed to bringing the voices of American agriculture to the table. You know, I've traveled to 32 different states, engaged in well over 50 different listening sessions. And because of that, we're going to write a very highly effective farm bill.
And whether you heard them here today or not, give some dairy farmers a little bit of hope.
Good things on the horizon, I think. Now, the first thing is it's in education workforce, and that's my legislation, Whole Milk for Healthy Kids. When they demonized milk fat and flavor back in 2010, and they really ripped it out of our schools, they've been cheating our kids on nutrition, on a tasty milk experience. And so we've lost at least one generation of milk drinkers, which has really impacted our dairy farmers. It's been an economic attack when they did that on the economy of rural America. So Whole Milk for Healthy Kids restores the option, doesn't force feed, the option of whole milk and flavor back in our schools. It has passed 26-13 out of the House Education Workforce Committee, strongly bipartisan. The bill has been introduced in the Senate, same exact language, and it was introduced in a tripartisan way. So we had a Republican from Kansas, a Democrat from Vermont, and an independent from Maine. My hope is that then the Senate will be able to pass that bill.
Well, dairy farmers should be happy to have such a champion in you as really championing that bill, really helping spend a lot of energy on that bill.
Yeah, and so I can just encourage anybody that has ideas or thoughts to reach out to myself, my staff, as soon as possible.
Congressman G.T. Thompson, thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure, John. Thank you so much.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.